1. I liked hurting girls. Mentally, not physically. I never hit a girl in my life. Well, once, but that was a mistake. I'll tell you about it later. The thing is, I got off on it. I really enjoyed it. It's like when you hear serial killers say they feel no regret, no remorse for all the people they killed. I was like that. I loved it. I didn't care how long it took, either, because I was in no hurry. I'd wait until they were totally in love with me, till the big saucer eyes were looking at me. I loved the shock on their faces. Then the glaze as they tried to hide how much I was hurting them. And it was legal. I think I killed a few of them. Their souls, I mean. It was their souls I was after. I know I came close a couple of times, but don't worry, I got my comeuppance. That's why I'm telling you this. Justice was done. Balance has been restored. The same thing happened to me, only worse. Worse, because it happened to me. I feel purged now, you see. Cleansed. I've been punished, so it's okay to talk about it all. At least that's how it seems to me. I carried the guilt of my crimes around with me for years after I stopped drinking. I couldn't even look at a girl, much less believe I deserved to converse with one. Or maybe I was just afraid that they'd see through me. Either way, after getting into Alcoholics Anonymous, I didn't even kiss a girl for 5 years. Seriously, not so much as holding hands. I meant business. I think I always knew deep down that I had a drinking problem. I just never got around to admitting it. I drank purely for effect. But then as far as I was concerned, wasn't everyone doing the same thing? I started to realize something was wrong when I began to get beaten up. My mouth always got me into trouble, of course. I'd go up to the biggest guy in the place, look up his nostrils and call him a faggot. And when he'd headbutt me, I'd say, "Call that a headbutt?" So the guy would do it again, harder. The second time, I'd have less to say. One of my victims stuck my head on an electric cooker ring in Limerick. Stab City. I was lucky to get out of that house alive. He'd done it, though, because I'd been taking the pith out of his lisp. Maybe that's why I moved on to girls. More sophisticated, don't you know? And girls wouldn't beat me up. They'd just stare at me in disbelief and shock.